Blog Talk Radio.
I'm yours, Diva Mac. Get ready, sit back. It's time to be entertained by the one and only Diva Mac. That's me.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular, the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh.
Welcome to the Diva Mac Show. I'm your host, Diva Mac. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Mac Show, today we're actually going to be hitting on two topics. Last Monday, we had a problem with our system. We had technical difficulties, so we were not able to finish the show topic. Marriage on 1,000, meaning marriage to the extreme. So we're going to continue to talk about that the first 30 minutes of the show, and then we'll lead into our topic for today. What are we teaching our children? Now, that particular show will talk about the welfare of our children and how we as parents are our children's first line of defense in pouring knowledge into their child and rearing their child in the way the child should grow up and go. Again, if you're just now tuning in to the Diva Mac Show, I'm your host, Diva Mac. For those of y'all, if you're first time tuning in, I'm a playwright, comedian, actress, producer, director, author, and radio personality. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope you enjoy the show and tell us about the show today. Today we're talking about what does marriage mean? How many people know what marriage truly means? What is the meaning of marriage? Why do people get married? What does the Bible say about marriage? You know, why some people don't marry? Why when you get into a marriage, you don't, those same vows that you committed to, why you don't uphold those vows? Why do you make divorce part of your marriage? Some people have already married, and the same day before they even got married have already spoken about divorce. Why would you speak divorce in your marriage? Why would you speak divorce before your marriage? You have people to have that conversation before they're even married. Now, if we get a divorce, this is how we're going to do this. When we get a divorce, this is how we're going to do this. Some people go into a marriage knowing that they are not going to stay in that marriage. They just go in hoping that it may last a couple of years or it as long as they need it to last. Now, if you're just now tuning in to the Diva Mac Show, we are talking about right now marriage on 1,000, marriage to the extreme. What does this mean? Let's talk about the meaning. What is marriage? Now, marriage is legally a formally recognized union of a man and a woman, or in some jurisdictions, two people of the same sex that have partners in a relationship can be married. Now, a combination of mixtures of two or more elements is a marriage, meaning bringing it together. That's what a marriage is. When you combine, you become one. A lot of people don't understand. When you marry that person, you become one. But some people want to go into a marriage still wanting to be single, still want to be singled out. And know when you become married, you become one. But if you're still trying to be that single person in a union, a marriage where you're supposed to become one, then you're going to have a problem. I went to a wedding. My son got married. He's young. He's 23 years old. And my concern with him being married so young, I said, son, are you sure you are ready for marriage? Are you sure you're ready to be a husband? And understanding what marriage is and what does it mean to be a husband and to be the head. If you're not ready to be a head and to take on a wife, meaning you are responsible for that woman, you're responsible for her well-being. You're responsible for sheltering her and caring for her. She is your helper. So if you're going into a marriage thinking, hey, I'm going to have somebody that's going to help me pay my bills, then you're going into it wrong. The Bible says that he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. So my thing is, if you're going into a marriage thinking that I'm going to have a partner to help me pay bills and going to help me do this and help me do that, then you're going into the marriage wrong. Being a husband means you're going to be ahead. And that's why you prepare yourself, man, husband, as to be a husband, meaning you need to prepare yourself for a marriage. Some people are not preparing themselves for their wives or for their husbands. So when they do get into a marriage, they don't know how to make a marriage work. You know, some people, they get so prepared for the wedding that they're not prepared for the marriage that's, you know, to be in the marriage. They're just preparing. They're doing all this preparation for the wedding and not preparing for the marriage itself and pouring into the marriage itself or getting the necessary counseling. Now, let me go back to what I was saying about my son. So I was talking to my son and I said to him, are you ready to be a husband? Do you understand your position and your responsibilities as a husband? Do you understand it? Are you ready to take on a wife and understand that it's your responsibility to be the head and not hers? That doesn't mean that, you know, she has to be submissive to you. I mean, that's a certain level of being submissive to your mate, not to the point where it's going to hurt that person, cause harm to that person. And a lot of times you have people are in marriages that are in loveless marriage and they're just staying married because they don't want to get a divorce, but they're miserable. Why would you stay in something that makes you miserable, that makes you sick, concerned and worried about what other people are saying? There are people that have been married for 20 or 30 years, they have not been in love with that person, no sleep with that person, but they're still in the marriage because they're trying to hold on to something that they never had because they never poured into it in order for them to get something back out of it. In order for you to get something from something, you got to give something. And if you're not giving anything, don't expect anything in return. You have a lot of takers and you have a lot of givers. If you're doing all the taking, you know, and then what is the other person receiving? If you're doing all the taking and if you're doing all the giving, what are you receiving? See, it has to be where you have to come. You have to come together as one and you have to give and you have to receive. There's a give and take. Anybody that's been in a successful marriage, because you can be in an unsuccessful marriage. There are people that are married and it's unsuccessful. Just because you're still married to a person, been married 25, 30 years, doesn't mean that you're in a successful marriage because you're still together. You have people that are still married on paper, but they're not living together. They'll tell you, oh, I'm married 30 years, 10, 12 years, but they're not still with their spouse. At what point in a marriage do you decide, hey, this is enough? I mean, you know, people tell you all the time, hang in there. I'm a part of a women's group, and in that group they have fasting where the women are praying for their husbands and they're praying for their marriages and they're hurting and they're going through all these different obstacles and trials and tribulations with their husbands. And I'm going, my God, what, the man is supposed to be the head. The man is supposed to be receiving favor. Why are so many women hurting in their marriage? Why are these husbands not taking care of their wives? What is really going on in these marriages? And this is what we were talking about today that we were supposed to be talking about last week. What is really going on in a marriage, and why are people marrying to divorce? You know, and I understand in certain situations that you have to get out because sometimes you marry somebody under false pretenses, but believing that you have a good person for you. Believing that you do, and you get into this marriage and you realize the person is not who they portrayed themselves to be. But you want to make it work so bad, so you stay in that marriage and you pray for it. People say all the time that if you ask God, God can change a person and God can change that man. And my mama told me, she said, just because you marry someone, that does not mean that's who God intended for you, because that may not be the husband or wife that God intended for you, because when he sends you the right person, that person's going to be the perfect fit for you, for your life and your situation. He will send someone for you, but when you go searching and for someone, you'll get exactly what you find, something, you know, because now you're just looking for someone to fill a spot. And a lot of times what happens is people jump into marriages that they're not ready for. They haven't prepared themselves. You got to not only prepare, you have to prepare your mind and your heart. You got to prepare yourself wholeheartedly for a marriage. You got to prepare your finances. You got to know what you're dealing with and understanding if I'm not just, and we said this last show, not just dealing with someone, but accepting that person for who they are. And when you have accepted that person, you should marry. When you have accepted that man for who he is, and when you have accepted that woman for who she is, and you are still in love with that person, you allow yourself to fall in love and to be in love, then you should marry that person because you have accepted who they are and not trying to change the person that they are. Because what happens is people get into relationships, marriages, thinking, I'm going to change this person. And you can't change anybody. Understand this. People, you cannot change someone that does not want to change. People have to change for themselves. You can't go to counseling with someone that doesn't want to be counseled. They have to want to be counseled and counseled for themselves. You can't make people better unless they want to be better for themselves. When they become better people, then they can be better to not just their spouses, but to people in general. So today, if you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we are talking about marriage on 1000. Given the experience that people have went through in marriage, the ups, the downs, people that are still in there, that are hanging in there. You have people that say, man, just hang in there. What are you really hanging in there for? I mean, what are you hanging in there? Some people say, hang in there for 10 years so you can get what you put in it. All the pain that's been placed upon you or been caused or whatever. Hang in there, girl. Get what's yours. I mean, men, hang in there due to the kids growing up. That way you ain't got to pay child support. If you're not in there to be there for the person that because you love them and you care for them and you're in love with them, then you don't need to be in that marriage. Don't hang in there because there's a underlying reason for there's a reason why you're in that marriage, and be honest and be open, and you have to have open dialogue. You can't be sarcastic with your mate. You can't get nowhere with that. You can't get nowhere with shutting down and shutting up. That's not going to get you nowhere, because when your line of communication is cut off, then all else fails. I'm telling you, when your line of when there's no communication, when there's lack of communication, your relationship will start to fail, because now you can't understand what the person is going through. You're not able to talk it out. And you hear it all the time that communication is the number one thing that people don't have in their relationships, in their marriage. They cannot talk because they have decided they don't want to talk. They have decided they're going to throw up this wall because it's better for them and not their relationship. It's better for them to throw up a wall instead of thinking, okay, let me not think about myself. I'm in a marriage. I can't think about right now I don't want to be bothered. Well, when you're in a marriage, you know, you can't just say, I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to deal with that right now. You sit down with your wife or your husband, and you all work that thing out. It's not about who's right. It's about getting it right. And when you can get it right together, then you can have a successful marriage. Again, when you can get it right together, then you can have a successful marriage. When you can accept people for who they are, who you have married, then you can help each other to become better people. If you've decided, again, if you already made divorce part of your marriage, then your marriage is already doomed for destruction because you've already put a label on it. You're just waiting for the day. You have people sitting in marriages just waiting for it to fail because they're so used to losing, they don't know when they're winning. You know, and just saying, because think about it. People that are so used to losing, that are negative, they wait. They don't never look for the positive in anything. They always look for the negative. They always look for the worst. You're going to find those people always complaining because that's who they are. So even when they're in a relationship, no matter how good you are to that person, no matter how much you've been over backwards for that person, because they're so used to losing, they feel like they can never win, even though you may be the win right in front of their face. Again, if you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, today we're talking about marriage because we couldn't complete it last week because we had technical difficulties here on the show. So the first 30 minutes of the show is about marriage on 1000 to the extreme and just being real about it. You know, me being married, I've been married before, and you know, just the different changes. And you have to understand, when you're with one person and then you're with another person, you find yourself being a different person, because people, depending on how a person treats you, you're going to be different with each person that you're with. You know, you may find yourself with this particular woman, you're this way, but this particular woman, you're that way. And she may say, that was like that with me. You know, he was never like that with me. And we seem like we're having these problems again. I don't know what's going on with the system here. I'm going to have to go back in and reboot the system. But I'm definitely going to be coming back on the air. I'm not sure what's going on. But again, if you're just here tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about marriage on 1000. We're going to take a little music break, and then what it's going to probably do is kind of cut off, and then you all call right back, and I'll be right back on. So I'm going to go ahead and go to a music break, and we'll come right back here on the Diva Max Show, so you can hang up and call right back in 5 minutes here on the Diva Max Show. I'm your host, Diva Max, a little bit of Al Green.